This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that with basically as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, they are on the march. Well, you know what? They've got some stumbling blocks, one of them being the Trump offensive. The Trump offensive is here. And we've been talking about this for the last week and a half. It's a wonderful thing. The totalitarians like George Soros, they're being, challenged. They're liberty challenged, I guess you can say. I like that one. Liberty. Of course, oftentimes the Soros surrogates will mask themselves and they'll wrap themselves in the cloak of liberty, proclaiming that they are the best for liberty. They know better than you about liberty, right? Anyway, so Trump is on, he's on the prowl. He's not going to take it anymore. He's sick and tired of being sick and tired. And there's nothing worse than being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Can you imagine being sick and tired of being sick and tired of the incompetence around him? He's had it. That's why the Trump offensive is rolling. And now we're seeing immigration. We've been talking about that. And California playing the stupid role of course, Jerry Brown and all of his other totalitarian minions. With their agenda, the monoparty is here. The dictatorship has been established. And guess what? Spanish for all. They want Spanish language only in California. Because it is, I mean, absolutely, the historical significance of California. It's kind of interesting that they just forget in California, at least the Jerry Brownites, who want to turn California into Alta California, Alta Mexico. They want it run like Mexico. Have you ever been to Mexico? I've been there numerous times. It's a corrupt place. Now, the Mexican people are wonderful. I love my relatives. It's interesting. You know, I dated a Mexican woman for a long time, actually. Back in the day when I was single. And I, you know, we never brought up race. Kind of interesting. It never came up. We just enjoyed each other. Didn't work out, but, you know, we at the time, it was wonderful, and we enjoyed each other. You know, we could have been married. I mean, it wouldn't even have given me a thought about, oh, she's Mexican, or I'm white. That never even came up in the time that we were together. And that's why I find it very interesting. See, most Californians, Americans, don't like all this crap coming from Jerry Brown and his totalitarian dictators in the monoparty. They don't. And so, therefore, the yoke of the communication systems around Jerry Brown and all the others saying, oh, yes, this is the way it's going to be, and we're better than everybody else. The elitism from Jerry Brown smacks right in the face of most, almost all Californians who love freedom and liberty. Doesn't matter what your nationality is. So I will tell you that Jerry Brown and the rest of the totalitarians are pushing themselves over the brink, and they're doing what all totalitarians do, and you've heard me preach this about these totalitarians, the globalists. They overplay their hand, and people just get fed up. Now, we have a venting system in this country. It's the ballot. Now, the problem in California, and everybody recognizes, we have a very corrupt balloting system. Voting system is totally replete with corruption. And we're finding it out now more and more and more, all these commissions. Alex Padilla, oh, he's the gatekeeper, of course, Secretary of State. No corruption there, except everybody can hack into the voting system of Alex Padilla, Secretary of State. Now, that's a problem. That is a major issue. Major issue. Okay, now, getting back to the Trump offensive, though. California's going to take care of itself in many ways. And, of course, it's going to remain a state of the union. Some things are just happening. To give you an idea, I had not looked at Breitbart today. You know, because I normally get up and I cover a whole series of things. I get phone calls talking back and forth and Skyping and, you know, just show prep. It's just show prep. Usually, at minimum, for a three-hour show, there's about 6 hours of show prep. And you know what's really funny is the show prep goes by faster now than the show does. So now there's something wrong with that equation. When you're doing 6 hours of show prep and the show 3 hours and you're doing a nine-hour thing per day, 9 hours out of the 24 hours is dedicated to you, and that's fine. I love it, by the way. There's always room for more liberty-loving people that are not phony liberty-loving people. They're not being paid to be liberty-loving people. Anyway, so this whole thing with the Donald Trump situation, the offensive as we have dubbed it, is absolutely amazing. Now, the big story they've got up here, 7 facts about Trump's immigration reform. We're going to cover that. By the way, I've thrown out third hour things what we're going to talk about because this came up. And again, we have these flash reports that every once in a while come up. This is what we have. Trump vents to generals. We are losing in Afghanistan. That's one of the articles. Dot, 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 dot. So, McMaster purges dissenters. Uh-oh. Another one. And here we go down. Dot, dot, dot. Ejects Trump loyalist from NSC. That's interesting. Dot, dot, dot. But Obama holdovers stay. See, this is the shaping up. Remember we talked about when the new administration comes in, there's all these holdovers from the past administration who stick around, and they're causing, of course, all the trouble. We're going to get into that in a second. Zuckerberg hires Hillary's top strategist. Oh, that's a winning combination for Zuckerberg. Sudanese migrant molest 10-year-old girl. Okay, that's okay, right? Here we go. I like this one. I'm sorry. We're going to open this one up and come back after the break on this one. Trump, Duterte mocks North Korea's Kim as chubby face. That son of a bitch maniac. I can say that word. It's a five-letter word, by the way. So Duterte mocks North Korea's Kim as chubby face. I hate it when that happens. Chubby face. So you got, remember who Duterte is? He's the president of the Philippines who does not like Mexican cartels trafficking in the Philippines drugs. And also he really doesn't cotton too much to ISIS. So he's not real happy with the new world. And I say the new world being the United States because of ISIS. We formed ISIS. He knows that. And then you got the Mexican cartel. So Mexico and America are just not looking real good to Duterte because he's got a double whammy there. So what does he do? He rounds up the usual suspects and declares them drug traffickers. And what does he do? He just executes them. No trial, no nothing. Puts their name in the paper and the next day arrests them and shoots them. That's in the Philippine Islands. So chubby face, watch out. Don't you break out that nuclear bomb. We'll be right back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S. one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back. We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. Okay, so all of you, I'm getting, I got an email, Albany, New York. I love you guys in Albany. I absolutely love you guys in Albany. And in Eureka, California, thank you very much. I love you guys, but, okay. They wanted, this is the info I got. And now, Eureka, similar to Albany email I got in the last hour. About the Spanish language being taught in California schools. And, okay, so I'll just briefly, because I want to get back to this whole thing with Duterte. I can't, chubby face. We got to get into chubby face. Chubbs, as we call him. He's got a chubby. Anyway, this whole thing manifested itself from radicals, educators, leftists, La Raza, communists, totally communist educators. They set up in Los Angeles. Around, I'm going to say, as early as the 1940s, even before that, as the progressive Fabianists, so to speak, and La Raza was really starting. La Raza goes back way before the 60s. They came out more as a radical organization in the 60s about killing Americans. They've always talked about killing Americans, killing white people. I mean, I can tell you many times, I got to tell you, I bet I have been threatened by La Raza folks over the years as a school administrator. This is not just idle chat. This is stuff, we took serious, report it to police, and, this whole thing. Don't, we point to their skin and say, this skin color, this is our skin color, this is the color of Cali. I mean, just absolute, flat-out bigotry. And then, of course, their whole diatribe is we're going to take over California, we're going to wipe out all of the Europeans. I mean, this is standard fare for La Raza. So they infiltrated into the school system about the 1940s, I think it is, I did a whole bunch of research on this in the 1990s, so we're talking long time. Because I was a school administrator, and I had to understand the history of why they want to speak only Spanish in California schools. And, of course, that's because California is supposed to be a Spanish-language country, right? De España. So that's where it comes from. I'll get more into it later, but I just wanted to briefly answer those questions from Albany, New York, coast to coast. I just put that together. And Eureka, California. You guys out there in Albany, I love you. I get in the trucker. I can't remember the guy's name, the trucker who always buzzes me. You haven't heard from me in a while, but anyway. Yeah, Albany, New York. I've been there. It's a wonderful place, actually. A little bit humid at times, but gosh, northern New York is gorgeous up there. Okay, anyway, I'm getting back into chubby face. I am not, this is not part of today's script. You got to get it. That's not part of today. I just couldn't resist it. Duterte mocks North Korea's Kim chubby face. That son of a bitch maniac. Listen, I absolutely deplore Duterte and his tactics legally. I do. I absolutely do not in any way, shape, or form endorse any of the stuff that is going on with Duterte. And how he administers justice. This is not justice. This is chaos. So he's at the same level as the cartels. He's at the same level as ISIS. But he's fighting that battle at that level. And I do not support and endorse any of his actions. But when, and again, this is the lowest of low swamp creatures. So this, and he's dealing in the swamp. And of course, they have many swamps in the Philippines. He's dealing with the swamp creatures. And he doesn't like it too much that the Mexican cartels are there running drugs, marijuana, a lot of marijuana, into the Philippines. totally screwing over the kids. He gets the kid thing. And what's happening to his population with the drugs and the heroin and everything else are being run by the cartels. Oh, from Mexico. Yeah, these guys, they're worldwide. Didn't know that? International cartels. And here we are in California. Jerry Brown opened the door for the cartels. You grow marijuana around here? Hello? So here you have Duterte, and he's got chubby face on his mind. Well, because he's in the region. The Philippines, they can reach with nuclear weapons to the Philippines. So you don't think that Duterte is worried about chubby face. One dictator to another. So it's dictator talk. Let's throw Jerry Brown in the conversation. We could have a triumvirate of dictators. Chubby face, Duterte, and Brown. And, you know, Jerry Brown has some connections to Indonesia. Bali. Where is Obama? He likes Bali. I know why he likes Bali, but I'm not saying. Yet. Anyway, Philippines President Rodrigo Duterte condemned... This is from Breitbart. Condemned his North Korean counterpart, Kim Jong-un, as a son-of-a-bitch maniac. In an aside during a speech to the nation's tax agency... God, that's a great place. Tax agency, WESDI. Warning that despite his chubby face, he had the potential of turning all of Asia into an arid land. Spoken well by the dictator Duterte. Again, swamp creature. Come on. Now, I'm not endorsing Duterte's behavior, please. He is playing with dangerous toys, and this crazy man, do not be fooled by his face. That chubby face that looks nice, Duterte told an audience at an anniversary celebration for the nation's Bureau of Internal Revenue. BIR, they call it. Why don't we call it, forget the IRS, we'll call it BIR. Bureau of Internal Revenue, BIR, B-I-R, that's what they call it. That son of a bitch maniac, if he makes a mistake, then the Far East will become an arid land. It must be stopped, this nuclear war, because a limited confrontation blows up here. I tell you, the fallout, the soil, the resources, I don't know what will happen to us. We won't be able to plant anything productive. Huh. Is that what the globalists want for the Philippines, maybe? Enter Agenda 21. Enter the 2030 Agenda. Enter the globalist thought. Wonder what would happen if they took out Oroville Dam and we lost all the production from the second or third largest rice-producing area of the world, and a nuke goes off in places like the Philippines, which grows a lot of rice for the world. One of the largest rice-producing areas as well. Did you ever think about that? I just, you know, all I'm doing is dragging you from one dot to the next. That's all I'm doing here. Kim Jong-un... That's a shame, he said in Filipino. You know, if that guy, then he goes on, I do not think he is ready, but he is playing with dangerous toys. Duterte appeared to be referring to North Korea's most recent missile test, the launch last week of what observers believe to be a Hwangsong 14 middle, I can't pronounce, a Hwangsong 14 model missile. North Korea's national media outlet claim it is an intercontinental ballistic missile, Cold War thought, please, ladies and gentlemen, ICBM, with the capacity to reliably hit the continental United States, a claim many in South Korea and the United States doubt. All agree that the launch serves as yet another provocation against both South Korea and the West, and that its moderate success presents a possibility, or the possibility of further weapons development in the near future. You think? Duterte has previously criticized chubby face. He's criticized Kim. And I'm going to insert chubby face. As a belligerent destabilizer in the region. Now, you know, how Duterte is handling things. Again, I'm not endorsing Duterte. I mean, this is one monster against another, right? In April, he appeared to refer to North Korea and the United States as posing similar issues, stating there seem to be the two countries playing with their toys. And those toys are not really to entertain. He later added a caveat about Kim. You know that they are playing with somebody who relishes letting go of missiles and everything. I would not want to go into his mind. because I really do not know what's inside, but he's putting Mother Earth and the planet on edge. Duterte claimed that Kim wants to end the world. Now, on that happy thought, we're coming up to a break. Stay with us. More Agenda 21 Radio ahead.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're back on Agenda 21 Radio. Okay, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. So, I'm sorry, I just had to throw that whole thing in there about Kim. Chubby face. Okay. I've got... We got to jump into this Obamacare thing, because it is something that is... and of course, covered California. And what's happening out here in covered California area, there's no doubt that we've got issues in covered California. But Diamond and Silk have a little bit of play on this. And about Obamacare and all the things that go in with it. Because, you know, healthcare is going to destroy the country unless we stop it. And that is, of course, the intent of these people, to destroy the country. So we need to stop it. I guess it's just one of those kind of deals, right? Here we go.
Hey, welcome back to Hannity. So our conservative duo, our friends Diamond and Silk, they're back again tonight. They have the final word. Tonight's message aimed at weak, spineless, ineffective, Well, visionless Republicans without an identity. Guys, listen up.
Hey, Sean. Hi. Here's tonight's final word. You know, the American people are fed up to the roof about Obamacare. Mm-hmm. Obamacare is not only a disaster, it's deceptive and misleading because it was built on a lie. Remember what Obama said, like your doctor, keep your doctor.
Yeah.
Now you have people walking around here with no doctor, a card without care, high deductible.
Yes.
And these mandates are just the hammer that beats the middle class into poverty. Like your doctor, keep your doctor. We don't like Obamacare. So to all of these politicians that voted no to repeal and replace, maybe it's time for the American people to repeal and replace you.
Perfect.
I love those girls. Repeal and replace you. Okay, so what do we got going on here with Obamacare? And now let's get into Californios, because I think this is what we're really talking about here. Yeah, California. Covered California. Chris Street writes, actually, we got it first on Agenda 21 on radio. It's not even up on Breitbart yet. Covered California, 2018 premiums to rise 8 times inflation. 8 times inflation. Covered California announced that its 2018 rates will increase about 8 times faster than the rate of inflation as the Obamacare law and the state's liberal legislature continue to destroy private insurance in California. Despite the latest United States Department of Labor Consumer Price Index for the month of June estimating that inflation rose by only 1.6% over the last 12 months, Covered California, Obamacare for the state, just announced that the average health insurance premiums on the California exchange would rise by 12.5%, or about 7.8% faster than the rate of inflation. But Covered California spiking prices are actually a relative bargain to the even worse Obamacare price increases insurers are about to extract across the rest of the nation. How privileged are we to be in California? Only 12%, and I guess it's going to be greater in other places. To the Wall Street Journal report that big insurers in Idaho, West Virginia, South Carolina, Iowa, and Wyoming are seeking to raise premiums by 30% or more. Jeez. The insurance industry lobbied the Democrat-controlled Congress in 2010 to design Obamacare in 2010 The insurance industry lobbied the Democrat-controlled Congress in 2010 to design Obamacare in 2010 to more expensive than traditional private insurance by dramatically expanding services covered in the health benefit packages. Section 1302 of the law granted also Health and Human Services the right to periodically revise an essential health care benefits package of minimum health insurance coverage. This allowed insurance companies to lobby Health and Human Services bureaucrats to add more benefits and eliminate the standard lifetime caps on spending for wildly expensive treatments, such as inpatient drug rehabilitation. Since the 2014 launch of Obamacare, premiums have risen by about 15% per year, despite inflation averaging only 2%. But not only were insurance companies making huge increases in revenue during the Obamacare years, their gross profit margins jumped from 22% when Obamacare was passed in 2010 to 26% in the last quarter of 2016. It's all about the money now, isn't it? The only people benefiting with Obamacare are the insured and the insurers. That's it. We're being fleeced badly. And, of course, what's happening? Did you keep your doctor? No. None of the things that he promised, the lie of Obamacare, is here. And there are people that still support him for savaging our healthcare system, or attempting to. Now, you have to really ask the question about these globalists who want to. And again, remember, we're throwing that batch of Republicans into that pile of known globalists. who want to heap this beast upon us, keep it upon us, you just really have to want it. Now, it's imploding, of course. People aren't buying anything. You know, we're just not going to go with insurance. I mean, that's kind of the attitude, pay the penalty. How ridiculous that we pay a penalty to the government for not having health care. Where's it in the Constitution? It's not. Unbelievable, 26%. Healthcare stocks have been the second hottest sector in the seven-year bull run of the stocks. Since Obamacare was passed in 2013, the healthcare stock index has risen, are you ready for this, 248%. The Trump presidential win appeared to represent an existential threat to the healthcare industry's Obamacare bonanza. But with the Republican Senate failing to pass any type of Obamacare repeal, the healthcare stocks made another all-time high on July 31st. Thank you for those Republicans, John McCain. The Trump presidential win appeared to represent an existential threat to the healthcare industry. That's a fact. Says, but many healthcare companies that supported the expansion of healthcare benefits and cost over the last 7 years are now dropping out of the program as customers begin to take full advantage of the expanded and unlimited benefits. and now we want our benefits, and they're expanded. So come on, baby, just deliver those benefits. But now what's happening to the healthcare provider? Oh, no. Oh, no. We don't want to be a part of that. We're backing out. And so they take the money and run. That's really what this is. Does it sound like we just got hustled as a country with Obamacare? You think? Covered California had been able to keep healthcare premium growth to around 10% per year because 11 healthcare insurers were participating. But Aetna dropped out at the end of 2016, and Anthem Blue Cross just announced they are dumping 153,000 customers and shutting down California operations in all regions except the rural north, Central Valley, and Santa Clara County, according to the Orange County Register. The 12.5% covered California statewide increase is just an average. Abandoned United Health subscribers can still get coverage from Blue Shield, but their annual premium cost is expected to leap by 24%. It's a nightmare. Covered California premium rates could jump statewide by another 16.6% if the Trump administration does not contest the May 12, 2016 ruling by U.S. District Judge Rosemary Culleter in the United States House of Representatives versus Price, but that the Obama administration improperly amended Obamacare in 2014 to pay $7 billion a year in cost-sharing subsidies. We'll be back.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Agenda21radio.news. Okay. Email me, Paul, at a21r.com, and I'm going to get back. I've got about a dozen so far this hour in another I'll be busy in the hour following the show. You can listen to our podcast. We record the show and, of course, put it up on the podcast. A lot of people... requesting that. Look for the video portion of Agenda 21 YouTube and all that good stuff. We have just a ton of stories going on. I mean, there is so much happening in the world. The globalists, they're running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I guess that's the best way to put it, huh? Okay. Another story. Now, this is something that I think is very, very important for us Californios. Should we be called Californios? I mean, think about it. Let's be called California in California. In fact, all Americans should stand with us Californios. I'm serious. We are Americans. We're going to remain Americans in spite of the globalist intent on taking over California and parsing us out, you know. Okay, Joel Pollack from Breitbart. Here we go. California high-speed rail loses in court again. I like the title of that. The subheading here is, the California High-Speed Rail Authority will have to obey the state's environmental laws despite a federal board's ruling that federal laws supersede them, according to a decision by a panel. A panel of the Ninth Circuit Court of Schlemiels. I'm sorry. What is wrong with me today? I'm telling you, we got a new bag of beans. The beans for coffee, for the Agenda 21 brew, I suspect have been contaminated with good news and information. It just sort of twists the gene around. California high-speed rail loses again. Now, this is kind of an interesting thing because everybody out here is wondering about the billions of dollars that have gone to the high-speed rail but not gone into Orville Dam for repair. By the way, spillway gates, the headworks as it's called, let's get those anchor tendons fixed. What do you think? And what about the gates themselves? We fixed Folsom Dam. Everybody says, "Oh, we don't have to be worried about the headworks of the Orville Dam." BS. That is a bunch of garbage. Department of Water Resources, you are going. I'll tell you, if they break, it's criminal, and you people will go to jail. I'm sorry, I lost it. But here we have Jerry Brown taking money that should have been used for Orville Dam so that we wouldn't have had this problem, the evacuation of almost 200,000 people. And by the way, we were within 60 minutes of that dam going down because of the mismanagements, the gross negligence of the Department of Water Resources. They almost murdered 1 million people. And if it wasn't for the action of a brave sheriff, he saved 1 million people's lives that night. They were not going to tell him how much danger this dam was in. They weren't going to tell him. How criminal is that? He had to get it out of them. He had to use his investigative questioning techniques to get it out of them what they were doing. And they had to pause during the questioning and go run in and say to themselves in a meeting, should we tell the sheriff what's really going on? It like there's doubt. The dam is going to come down, and they knew it. And they knew it the day before. I was up on top of that dam, and they knew it. They knew that whole emergency spillway works was in danger and would cause collapse and kill 1 million people. And they did nothing. Listen to the tape of the sheriff and how he tells it. He was using investigative technique to question those people. He knew that he was on the verge of seeing a catastrophic loss of life perpetrated by the frauds at the Department of Water Resources and by extension Jerry Brown, who, by the way, has yet to come out and officially visit the dam. Oh, he made a secret visit. Didn't want anybody to know about it. DWR people told a reporter that was there, you don't see any Jerry Brown here. Now leave. Get out. What are we dealing with here? Oh, this is tinfoil hat conspiracy theory, Paul. Those are facts. You figure it out. If you can't adjust to the facts, you got a problem. You need a bigger tinfoil hat. Or if you even wear one. Those that doubt the tinfoil hat thinkers, you probably don't even think. You let the government think for you. That's the problem. So the High Speed Rail Authority has been getting all this money as well as other little things out there. And now the California, it says California High Speed Rail Authority will have to obey the California's environmental laws despite a federal board's ruling. The U.S. Surface Transportation Board had ruled in 2014 that federal laws trumped the California Environmental Quality Act, CEQA. That ruling was a major victory for the financially troubled and delayed High Speed Rail, which hoped to bypass the Golden State's heavily thicketed environmental regulations and requirements. CEQA is a state preclearance requirement that by its very nature could be used to deny or significantly delay an entity's right to construct a line that the board has specifically authorized, thus impinging upon the board's exclusive jurisdiction over rail transportation, the Surface Transportation Board found in 2014. But the Ninth Circuit declared on Wednesday that the Surface Transportation Board was merely an advisory board. That meant, ironically, that the court had to dismiss a lawsuit brought by opponents of the high-speed rail since it had no jurisdiction in the matter. But it left standing last week's California Supreme Court decision that rail prospects or projects are indeed subject to CEQA, which affects the high-speed rail, though it was not involved in the case. I love it. Breitbart's News' Chris Street reported last week. Oh, Breitbart, an Agenda 21 reporter, co-host of Agenda 21 Radio, reported last week that the California Supreme Court's decision could cost the project another 4 years and $15 billion based upon the time it would take to comply with CEQA and inflation costs. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
I started talking without the volume up. Now, listen, I know some of you probably think, Greg, turn down the volume. Okay, listen, a lot of things going on. It's a wonderful place to be. And, you know, Americans are stepping up. So are the Californios. Be a Californio. We're going to go back to the roots. All of us Californians. It's like Virginians or Pennsylvanians. You have a heritage. You have a lineage as Californians or Californios. Or Virginians, or West Virginians, or Washingtonians. You have a lineage in your own state. Embrace it. It's a lineage, it's a history that is absolutely epic in all 50 states. The 50 states tell an enormous history, each and every one of them. Learn it. Embrace it. Force the education system to teach it properly. And in California, the Californios need to take back their university system or get rid of it, because it's totalitarian in nature, and it needs to change. The truth needs to come out. The truth will set you free, as they say. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. You can email me, paul@a21r.com. I'm answering in the next hour, so please email what you need. As I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.